Scientists and conservationists say aerial culling is the only way to curb the rising number of brumbies in Victoria's high country. The state government disagrees. It's deferred the release of its draft wild horse management plan to early next year, but maintains that shooting horses will not be an option. It's estimated that about 10,000 wild horses populate the state's Alpine National Park and cause serious environmental damage to it. Here's Rachel Carbonell.
Steve Baird and his family run Bogong Horseback Adventures in Toowonga in Victoria's northeast. They breed Australian stock horses and take guests up into the high country.
I'm just going to call the horses over and see if they come and visit us. Pretty neat. One starter.
The Baird's property is sometimes used as a holding place for horses that have been trapped by Parks Victoria, then trained and rehomed by the Victorian Brumbie Association.
Brita was one of the horses that came out of that program, and we kept her because we just liked the look of her and she had a nice nature.
You would just never know that she was a wild horse, really, would you? She's trying to eat my feet.
That's right. Well, she's no more a wild horse than the others, really, now.
Back at the house, Steve Baird explains what drew him and his wife to this area nearly 30 years ago.
We've always had horses, and we came here with a passion for the heritage of the horse and the association of horses in the high country, and we chose this area because of the spectacular landscape and the long history of horses here.
We're sitting on your back patio. Can you just describe to me what we can see from where we're sitting?
Well, we're sitting in the head of the Kiwa Valley, so we're looking at Mount Fainter and Mount Feathertop and Mount Bogong, Victoria's highest mountain.
Steve Baird says the Brumbies on this side of the park are a small population, descended from animals bred as warhorses in the late 1800s, and can be controlled by trapping.
I believe that they need to be managed. It's just a matter of making choices about how they're managed. When you've got conservation values on one side and heritage values potentially on another side of the same discussion, it's just important that you find solutions that respect the heritage of the horses, but also manage them in a way where they can be sustainable. If they're allowed to breed out of control, quite often the numbers are controlled by severe winter conditions and starvation and the interference of nature.
So you wouldn't like to see them out altogether?
No, not at all. The National Park, in its describing its values, includes a lot of heritage values, and I think the heritage values of the horse are quite significant. And without having those Brumbies there as part of what we offer our guests, we would be poorer for it.
He says bigger populations in other parts of the national park may require more stringent controls. Former ranger and wildlife officer Roger Bilney spent much of his career working in the Victorian high country. He says trapping is no longer sufficient to control the thousands of wild horses in the Alpine National Park, and the impassioned promotion of the Brumbie as a cultural icon is threatening fragile native species.
Well, we have the last stronghold of the rock wallaby, or the last few colonies that disappeared were in the areas where the horse is. We have the last stronghold where spot-tailed quoll can be found in Victoria, the alpine crayfish, which is heavily threatened by disturbance and turbidity in the waterways of the in the Alps. Our water quality, the biggest issue is the Murray-Darling Basin, and we have degradation at the very start of the Murray. We can't even have what we might call a pristine water system and all its values because it's been trashed by horses.
Roger Bilney is among the conservationists and scientists who say aerial culling is the most humane and effective way to control horse numbers.
Trapping is actually encouraging more horses, because it's actually keeping the remaining horses healthier. It's keeping them a greater chance of breeding again the following year because the competition for the resources has been reduced. I've spoken to a number of people who have been involved with aerial culling, and it is a very effective and very efficient way of taking animals out. And they don't run all over the place as people think. They just run in a line. The shots fired from the helicopter are very effective.
The RSPCA declined to comment, but in its submission to the Victorian government, it says with strict protocols and highly competent operators, it supports culling. The Alpine National Park borders Kosciuszko National Park in New South Wales, where wild horses are also a serious problem. The management policy there is also under review.
And that's our reporter, Rachel Carbonell. And the Victorian draft wild horse management plan is expected to be released early next year.